Well, that was a heck of a dinner party, wasn't it? Wow. I bet the people didn't know what they were in for. Let's start at the beginning with Amos. We consider Amos a prophet, but he didn't consider himself a prophet. He's just the guy that God called, which is what a prophet is, basically. And prophets are people who God calls to tell God's people that if you keep going this way, God's not going to like it. Prophets are people who are supposed to bring people back to the way and the path of Yahweh, of Jesus. Well, of Jesus later, but Yahweh first with the Jews. And prophets always had to give people hard words, hard conversations. They had to speak truth to power. And Amos spoke this truth, and the king, Amaziah, and Jeroboam, kicked him out of the country. They didn't listen to him. And later on, you realize that that was a big mistake, because they got into big trouble. They were going down the wrong path, and they fell off a cliff. Same thing is kind of true with John the Baptist, right? He's telling Herod, you can't steal your brother's wife and marry her, especially while he's still alive. That's what he did. I had a scripture professor once that said Herod was probably one of the most narcissistic people in the world. His name was Herod. He stole a woman named Herodias, which is a derivative of Herod, and they named their daughter Herodias. It's kind of like George Foreman. It's all those Georges. And John was probably one of the only people that could get through to him. It says in the scriptures that Herod paid attention to him and he liked to listen to him. John was insightful and clear. But what he had to say really upset his new wife. You see, she wanted power. And she didn't want to just be the brother or the wife of Philip, who's a lesser king. I want to be the wife of Herod. That's power. John said, no power, love. You're supposed to love. And if you love, you don't steal. If you love, you don't break up relationships. If you love, you stay on a straight and narrow. They didn't like that. And she held a grudge. The one thing I know about Christianity is that Jesus came to choose and to show us how to choose the power of love over the love of power. Power is the thing that always gets us into trouble. It's the original sin. In that story, Adam and Eve aren't looking to, you know, they're looking for power. They're looking to be like God. That's what the serpent tells them. If you eat that fruit, you'll be like God. And we go, okay. Because that's part of our human condition, isn't it? We're always looking for that power. But Jesus says, no. Powerless love is the most powerful thing in the world. That's the irony. And when Jesus was murdered, he didn't do what most people would do. He didn't defend himself. He didn't open his mouth much. He let people do what they had to do. Now, sometimes when we have to speak truth to power, it can be hard. We look at the world around us, and I feel more helpless every day with all of the stuff going on in the world, don't you? Sometimes it can be really hard to know what to do. What do? We do what we can. We don't have to save the world. We just have to save each other. There was once this grandfather who was taking his grandson for a walk on the beach. And he noticed this guy kind of 100 yards away, and he was bending down and throwing things into the water. And they walked up a little closer, and they saw that he was picking up the starfish that had been stranded by the tide and throwing them back into the ocean. And the grandfather looked around. He said, are you out of your mind? He said, there must be thousands of starfish on this beach. How can you possibly hope to make a difference? And the guy bent down and he picked up a starfish and he goes, made a difference to that one.